Hello, and welcome to the Psych in Business podcast, where we highlight the integration of psychology and psychological principles into the world of business and organizations. I'm your host, Dr. Ernest Wade. We're going to be talking today about the very, very important topic of change management. This is such an important topic for leaders to understand and appreciate for so many reasons. John Cotter, an internationally regarded leader on the topic of change, said, "The rate of change is not going to slow down anytime soon. If anything, competition in most industries will probably speed up even more in the next few decades. And you only really need to look around you to know that this is true. Organizations are being impacted by so many changes, from legal changes, market forces, new technologies like AI, employee expectations like working from home, increased competition, and so many other things that force organizations to adapt and change in response. And all this change has an effect on your employees, as well as your customers, and as a result, your business profits. So, as a leader in the organization, you need to help guide your organization and support your employees through change. Because, as Vince Lombardi said, the achievement of an organization are the results of the combined efforts of each individual. Now, research done by ProSci, which is one of the well-known change management organizations, shows that organizations that manage change are 6 times more likely to meet their change expectations. 6 times more likely to meet their change expectations when they manage change. So think about your organization. Are you managing change? How well are you managing change? As a leader, one of the questions you might be asking is, how does a leader help to manage change for the organization and the employees? How can you, as a leader, contribute to this change management effort? Well, first, you need to appreciate that change is a journey. Most of the time, we think of change as going from what you're doing now to what you want to be doing in the future. But what we are missing is that there is a middle phase, a transition phase that we all have to go through. I know when I used to work in IT doing systems implementations, I didn't really understand or appreciate the concept of change management, let alone that there was a middle phase. Honestly, when I worked in IT, change management really referred to managing requests from the client to make changes to the system or the application. It really had very little to do with people change management. For example, when I used to work in IT, we would go into an organization, and at that time, they'd be operating using their current state. And once we implemented a new system, we would pick a cutoff date where they would go live on the new system, and performance would always drop for a few weeks while people were transitioning. But because we didn't acknowledge the transition phase, people would often get upset, and we didn't really understand why. As far as we were concerned, they were using their old system in the current state, and now they were using the new system in the future state, and everything should have been fine. What would have been really helpful to me in that time, in my IT days, and actually to the organizational leaders that I worked with, would have been for all of us to know and understand that the move the organization successfully through change, each individual also needs to move successfully from the current state through a transition state to that future state. Now, there is no way we can get through everything leaders need to know about change management in the next few minutes. So I'm just going to focus on something that is helpful for leaders and employees to understand about change, and that is the cause and effect of change on a person. On an organization level, we know that many organizations are experiencing change saturation, which basically means the organization engages in an excess number of changes. At an organizational level, you start to see from your employees things like disengagement and apathy, frustration and increased stress, fatigue, burnout, high volumes of sick leave, more resistance to change, confusion, cynicism, and skepticism, all of which impact productivity and efficiency. So why does this happen? Why and how does change cause an effect on your employees? Why and how can organizational change cause a negative effect on your employees? It's important, especially for leaders, to understand this, and the reality is that it starts at the cause of the change. Why are we changing? Is usually one of the first questions you will get as a leader. Your employees want to know what is causing the change that will disrupt their lives. Unfortunately, I've seen too many leaders who don't know or can't clearly articulate the reasons for the change well. As I said earlier, there are so many causes of change that occur externally. Market forces, legal, political requirements, technology. This is a really big one right now, especially with AI. The next domino that usually falls is that the change has an impact at the organizational and personal or employee level. The change could impact processes, business systems, job roles, metrics, and compensation, all of which directly involve and impact your employees. This impact will usually cause a behavioral change. If the change is perceived as positive, the behavior could be enthusiastic, but most of the time the change is perceived as a negative, resulting in negative behaviors like resistance, arguments, or passive-aggressive behaviors. So, as far as we can see in this change journey, all of these things, the cause, the impact, and the behavior are visible. You can see the cause, you can see the impact on your employees, and you can see their behavioral response. But the driving force of these behaviors is due to emotion. Emotions such as happiness, frustration, joy, anxiety. These are the things that most often drive our behaviors in response to change. Let's take an example. Imagine if you're in an organization that is suddenly having to restructure because of, say, growth that has come about as a result of an opportunity in the marketplace that you have taken advantage of as an organization. All very good for the organization. However, as a result of this change, you are required to change supervisors in your organization. You're required to include more levels of management, but your employees love their supervisors. The employees have given their supervisors glowing reviews every single year, and conversely, the managers are also very pleased with their employees, resulting in some pretty sweet bonuses for the management level, the supervisors, as well as the employees. Now, imagine you are one of these employees and you have a new supervisor. What if they don't like you? What if you don't like them? What if you don't get along well? What if they don't rate you as well as the previous supervisors? What if you don't get those bonuses you've been getting? You can imagine already that your anxiety starts to build up and you begin to worry. So you begin to push back and argue and engage in passive-aggressive behaviors and resist the change in the hopes that you can prevent this change from happening because you don't want your world to change. You don't want your processes, your compensation, the way in which you've been doing things to change. So there's all this going on that has caused your behavior, but if your leader doesn't understand this chain of events, all they see is an employee who is resisting the change, a change that they see as positive for the organization. They begin to see this employee as a negative influence on the team, the organization, and label this employee as a difficult employee. As a leader, if you don't appreciate all of these elements of change, the cause, the impact, the behavior, the emotion, you will not even begin to know how to help your employees manage the change. In this example, a leader who clearly understands the influence and the impact of the cause and the effect on the employee of the overall change can work to address the employee's concerns and make sure that they understand that this change is going to be positive for them as well. So, knowing that each individual has their own change response and understanding why will help you begin to help your employees better manage change. Now, as I said, there is a whole lot more to it than just this, but understanding and appreciating this cascade is a great start for leaders to have. Okay? Thanks for listening. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you join us again.